This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live at Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis, we are on King's Highway. It is 1408, accepting donations. Supplies are still needed and will be for a long time. It is the Chris and Amy Show, and we have a moment to talk things over with Mike McMillan, who is the CEO and president of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. Michael, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, too. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for the partnership. Thank you for amplifying everything that we're doing for the community and keeping this front of mind with all your listeners.
Yeah, let's go back to the immediate aftermath of the tornado response. What did it look like, the first steps of action look like for the Urban League?
You know, so I just want to say thank you to our amazing staff, quite frankly, because out of all of the tragedies and things that we have dealt with over the years, this was literally the first time that it impacted us in such a horrible way. Many of our staff were in their offices on that Friday afternoon and literally looked out the window and watched as the tornado came right into our building and blew out all of the glass and the ceilings and everything else around them, water damage, not knowing if you would survive, not knowing how significant it was going to be. But then that very night went out into the community to try to help and try to make a difference and deal with people that were worse off than us. Probably about 12 to 15 of our staff members had their cars either totaled or severely damaged because all of the light poles in the parking lots collapsed onto their vehicles. Mm-hmm. In addition to the fact that the building itself had about $3 to $4 million worth of damage on the top with all of the HVAC systems. And then our shopping plaza right behind us, as you can see, is just totally ruined. It was obliterated. And then our greenhouse next door was destroyed as well in terms of its ability to be used. And our Women's Business Center on Natural Bridge, there used to be a Commerce Bank. Sadly, all of the windows were blown out of that as the staff were there at work. And one of the HVAC systems blew off the roof onto one of the women's cars. And so had she been in there, she probably not would have survived. And so this was the first tragedy where it was so personal to the staff. But yet they really just reached deep down within themselves to be what they have always been. People who are leaders in making a difference, helping others, and providing hope and opportunity to the community.
So how has the recovery been here for this organization specifically?
You know, so luckily for us, we do what we have always done. We're 107 years old, and we were actually sadly born out of a tragedy. The federal government came and created the Urban League as a result of the East St. Louis race riots. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at our origin and you look at what we've done during ever since, we always try to step up and help people in ways that they need. So we have a 10-pronged approach of how we're trying to provide assistance to the community. Our largest events are these Saturday mass distributions for 3,000 people, where we are providing anywhere between $250,000 and $300,000 worth of food, toiletries, PPE, cleaning supplies, and other resources from a variety of different partners. We literally started that the Saturday after the tornado and have been doing them. This will be our fourth one. And I'm happy to announce today that because of the overwhelming need and because of the fact that some of the other not-for-profits have not been able to sustain the work, that we're going to continue them. So we will do them throughout the entire month of June. So we have added two more. We're also doing some in August. And then we also have, as you have so accurately and thankfully we've had you to come and point out, people can come drop off items here and then they can receive items immediately. So anything that we would have been giving out on Saturdays, you can get here at the headquarters any given weekday from Monday through Friday.
You mentioned the scale of how you are helping the community and like over $250,000, right, in mass giveaways. Just because I don't know how all these processes work, does the disaster declaration from the president, does that open up any more federal funding for you guys?
So we have not received any federal or governmental funding so far. So everything that we have done has been from a charitable civic community standpoint with our corporate partners. So when you look at the flyer for every week's event, you see that there are probably about 50 different corporations now that just came and stepped up to the plate to participate and help us with cash and in-kind items to give us the ability to do these every single week. And then in addition to, you know, not only just the food, toiletries, mask, gloves, sanitizer, cleaning supplies, and other resources, we have another group that are doing tarp. And they're doing, you know, nails and wood and all of the plywood that you see outside. So that's been probably about $250,000 operation by itself. And then on top of that, we have a hotel program. So we have 150 people whose homes have been condemned that are staying in hotels. And then we have a shelter on North Grand that we run with the American Red Cross. And then we have a mental health component. So we have our staff that are actually helping people deal with the trauma of what they experienced, along with a few other things that we're doing with transportation, jobs, clothing, and a number of other efforts that we're trying to collaborate with other not-for-profits as well.
Michael McMillan is the president and CEO of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. You mentioned the federal funding. How do you go about getting that if you need it? And is it usually difficult? Do you have to lobby for it? How does that work?
So I think that, you know, now we're in a different position, right? Yesterday was a game changer. So when you look at the bill that's in Jeff City that we hope passes through the House, that the governor has supported and passed through the Senate, so then that's $100 million. Then you look at the discussion from City Hall of $30 million in interest from the Rams, and then you talk about this $71 million from FEMA. So now you have $200 million collectively to talk about a major ability to rebuild so that individuals will be able to get different housing and businesses will be able to rebound as well. It is not going to be enough because when you look at a total of almost $2 billion worth of damage and an estimated 67% of people that were either uninsured or underinsured, it's going to take more than that. But this is a great start, you know, looking at how do individuals access these funds. So I think that everyone should pay close attention to the media to see all of the different ways that they can participate in the funding that's quite frankly, now available, you know, because, of course, it's taken us 3.5 weeks to get through this. But there are some other places that have taken months and they just now got announcements. And then there are some other places that it's been months and they were denied. So I think that we're very fortunate to at least get to this point. It's not the end, but it is at least a good beginning.
Just from a practical standpoint, because you mentioned the tarps and obviously, that was one of the first urgent needs after the tornado hit. And we've had all that rain, and we've had hail and subsequent storms. Do you know maybe the status of how did the tarps hold up? Are you having to re-tarp homes that you've already tarped once?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every single tarp did not last, and so we're going back and having to do some of that same work all over again. And as we all know, water damage to an entire house can be so, so catastrophic right on top of everything else that you have received. So, no, I mean, this is going to be a long journey, and it's not easy.
I know that there are some homes that are going to have to be knocked down. I think the number a couple of days ago was around 200 homes. Can you put into perspective, how does that reality affect the community? If it was a home that needed a lot of work, is it something that is helpful? Is it no, because this was home was passed down through generations? Maybe give us some perspective with that.
No, it'll be far more than 200 homes. Yeah. So I think what the city did was announce that it was going in to do 200 right now. Okay. But, you know, sadly, when you look at these four-sided brick buildings, and you look at them losing an entire roof or huge components of them, sadly, that type of infrastructure and those type of buildings and the level of appraisal does not give you the ability to come in and do that kind of work, even if you have insurance. And so what you're also going to see in this process is the inequity of low to moderate income community home appraisals. So there are a lot of people over here that when you look at the cost of the rebuild of their home, it would be $300,000-$500,000. But when you look at what it's actually able to sell for in this market, it might be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. So how do you then make up that type of difference? So there are going to be a lot of serious conversations that will have to be had in terms of how do we deal with the finances and the real, you know, contracting work and having the people that are capable of building those types of homes, rebuilding, and some strong, you know, assessments of what is capable of happening and what isn't. And so these will be difficult months ahead as we look through each individual property that's been devastated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In the long term, Michael, this is it's going to be a long recovery. Is it possible to estimate just how long it might take to get back to whatever the recovery looks like?
You know, I think it will take years. To be honest, I think that we should not allow the fact that it is going to take years to make us act slowly. I think we need to continue to act in a very feverish manner, that this is an urgent matter that needs constant attention, constant resources, and it needs to stay at the forefront of people's minds, which is why I'm so grateful for you all being here today and doing this drive to try to promote people to bring resources and to send contributions to our website, because we need those as well. At ulstl.com, anything that anyone can give, we will put to an immediate use, because as you can imagine, having 150 people in hotel rooms and paying for clinical therapists and doing $250,000 drives over the weekend and giving away $100,000 to $150,000 worth of items throughout the week, and all of our staff being completely diverted to a project that none of us had ever thought about experiencing in our lifetime, means that we've already spent over $1 million on this particular project. And like a lot of organizations that have federal contracts, we've already lost millions of dollars within the course of this year. So we need any help that we can get, and we're going to pass it on right immediately to the community.
Oh, so last thing before we say goodbye, what we've talked about the things that are needed. Is there anything else that is needed that we haven't really discussed?
So I would say, you know, really three things. One, obviously, we need financial support. So any contribution can go to ulstl.com. Any item can be brought here to the headquarters. And we will continue to need volunteers throughout. So we, quite frankly, have received more volunteer offers and opportunities in the past month than we've ever received in 107 years, which has been amazing. But it will take the long term. So I would say, even if you don't come out and volunteer this weekend, you can totally come in the next month or two, and we will need you.
A quick question regarding volunteers. I've had several people reach out to me saying, I've got some teenage sons who are super strong and need some work to do this summer. Is some of the work, like, for, you know, for minors, people under the age of 18, would it be appropriate for teenagers?
In some cases.
Okay.
In some cases. There are always liability issues of putting people, you know, that are minors out, but there are some things that they can do.
Okay, so reach out to the Urban League. We don't want to add more trouble by having a bunch of kids.
Yes.
But okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.